How you doing? I'm Ronan Keating. You may have heard the band I'm in, it's Boyzone. Now me and the lads have had so much fun being in a band that I've decided to manage my own band with Louis Walsh, so here they are.
How you doing? My name's Brian.
How you doing? I'm Nicky.
How you doing? My name is Keane.
Hello, I'm Shane.
Alright, I'm Mark.
Alright lads, I don't know how you've met, but I'm sure there's people out there who don't know how you met, so let them know.
Well, basically we all started off in a musical back in a place called Sligo in the northwest of Ireland. Myself, Shane and Mark were playing parts in that play. And
that play.
It was Knicky, Shane was Danny, Mark was Vince Fontaine, and
so obviously it was Chris.
Yeah, Chris. Right. After that, we were sitting at a party one night and we were having a bit of a sing along.
Yeah, fair enough.
We had a bit of a sing along, and somebody said we should take it a bit further, so we did. And eventually, we went into the studio, recorded a song that Shane and Mark wrote called "Together Girl Forever," and. Shane's mum got in touch with Louis Walsh. He came back to us, put us on with the Backstreet Boys last March, and ever since that, it's just been a roller coaster ride.
Now, you've been touring with a bunch of old geezers for the last couple of months. How was that?
Oh, it was brilliant. Absolutely.
Yeah. Who were they?
Boys One. No, it was great because we'd only together, you know, for a couple of months, and then to get out and play in front of those crowds was absolutely amazing. And we just didn't want it to end, like, we were only on stage, like, for 20 minutes or so. And then, like, we were off and you were on, and we just didn't want it to end, we wanted it to be our show.
Did you learn anything from it at all?
We gained some valuable experience from it, of course, watching you and seeing what he's doing before the show and how he's handling yourselves on stage and everything. It's a really good experience.
All right, lads, now, when we're on the road, we have plenty of stories. I'm sure there's some stories from the Smash Hits tour for you guys. Can you tell us?
Brian, this is, what would you call him, Sleepwalker?
Oh, really? No toilet stories, please.
Sheffield, Brian were rooming in Sheffield, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. And Brian woke up, he bought a pelican, and he couldn't find the bullets all night. And he was searching for them all night. So he went to bed that night with a gun beside his bed, whatever. he woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning on the third floor, and we were on the fifth floor, sixth floor, on the third floor, sitting outside the lift with a bag of pellets in his hand, and he couldn't find the sleep. He found them in his sleep.
And then I thought everyone was gone, I was left in the hotel of your own, and I ran back to the hotel.
Because of that tour, you won an award on the Smash Hits TV show. How was that?
That was brilliant. We won the Smash Hits Best Newcomer Act, as you won 4 or 5 years ago. And that was brilliant to get it, like, you know what I mean? Because, like, as you were saying to us from before, that's what I was after for you.
Yeah.
So, like, that was our goal, to go on that tour, to win that award. And we did, so.
And of course, Steve was hosting the show.
Yeah.
Did you watch the back at all?
Yeah. He's actually very good presenter.
Yeah, he was good. Well, how were you happy with your performance on the show?
Yeah, that, well, my mum and dad were happy, so. I was happy.
It only hit us when we came off stage. Yeah. And we were
scary.
God, like, it was scary. You know the people we've been playing in front of, so.
So who's been getting the most fan mail?
We don't really know, do we?
I'd say it'd be Brian.
Who's been getting the most attention then from the fans?
It'd be Brian.
We've all, like, got different people that kind of take to. There's no one person that has all the fans, right? And everyone has their own kind of group of people that follow them. And we've all got, like, one person that.
Could be modest.
Like, send this.
But Brian got the loudest scream most of the nights on the Boys on tour. I think it was. What was the score?
Moving swiftly along. Have you learned to deal with it?
The way we look at it is, if it's not us, it's going to be another five guys. We're just very lucky. There's better looking guys than us out there. There's better singers than us out there. Mm-hmm. So we're pretty happy to be where we are today.
Very lucky.
Very lucky. Extremely lucky.
Well done, that's right. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Cheers. Yeah.